ironically enough, in the Dirty Dozen, you know the format. It's a guy that gets busted down from whatever he was, a colonel to a lieutenant, and leads this motley crew. And ironically, the first job I ever did, one of the first jobs, I was a lieutenant in the Air Force back in 1968 on a film. And in 1988, when I shot this, I had gone up no more in rank. I was still playing a lieutenant. Well, I thought that was interesting. Plus, one of the guys on that show has done very, very well on Mad Men. You probably know which actor. I mean, his name. What? Say it again.
Slater, something like that.
Yeah, he was just a young kid on that show. Yeah. We're all pretty young, and I was at that time about 46. The other interesting thing about that series was that it we shot it in Croatia before the breakup of the Yugoslavian Federation and before all of the war went on. And it was interesting to be there at that time. I haven't been back since, but here it's lovely. It was a tough shoot, though, for a guy who wants to be home in California. I exhausted that subject, Cynthia?
It's a really fun show. I guess you were glad you got to come home, but I wish there were more episodes.
Yeah. So I don't know, the whole military thing, I'd always played military roles and cowboy roles and, you know, physical roles because of the way I, you know, look. I play those kind of parts and would be cast for those kind of parts. But I can remember playing with these young actors. By 46, I was much more cautious. When I was young, Peter and I would jump on those horses and go lickety-split and not know whether we were going to, you know, get out of it alive, and we didn't much care. But by the time I was 46, I was much more conservative. But the young actors, being young actors, were just wild and crazy. And remember, we were in Yugoslavia, they don't have the same constraints that we have here. So they would fire these, I think they were Thompson automatics and whatever else they used in World War II. And the young actors would get excited, and they'd be firing these machine guns. There'd be six or seven of us together, and if you didn't carefully choreograph it, you could lose an eye or something because these shells are ejected at the same speed they are in normal combat, even though we're shooting blanks. And so I'm always thinking to myself, every day I'd go through that shoot with these wild young actors, and they're just full of enthusiasm. And all I'm saying is, oh, please, God, let me get through the day alive with my eyes intact. That's the other thing I remember about that show.